At first glance, Irene Weir's The Noon Hour, Chinon, France, has the unassuming air of a quickly dashed off watercolor sketch. But look closely, and you might start to notice the artist's imaginative rendering of light and texture. At the bottom right, Weir describes a woven basket and contrasting hatches of orange and blue. Along the top edge of the page, she indicates the movement of windblown leaves in gentle variations of green. The composition features five women arranged in a circle that lead your eye through the painting. The figures are uncomfortably close to one another, yet none of them make eye contact. All elements of the composition appear pushed up to the picture surface, including the bottle of wine at the far right, which looks like it could topple off the bench at any moment. Weir took a conventional subject and filtered it through a modernist lens, using intense colors and distorted perspective. She once wrote that, quote, "The classic culture of the artist does not exclude a tendency towards reasonable modernism," end quote. Weir was the niece of the inaugural dean of the Yale School of the Fine Arts, John Ferguson Weir, and she came to study at the school from 1881 to 1882. The works of art she encountered at Yale would inspire her for the rest of her career. More than two decades later, she would write, quote, "At the School of the Fine Arts, Yale University, most of John Trumbull's works are collected. Many a time have I pored over those paintings, marveling at their skill and eagerly trying to find out the secret of their fine execution," end quote. After leaving Yale, Weir led a distinguished career as an artist, teacher, scholar, and administrator. Throughout her life, she published prolifically on subjects ranging from classical Greek painting to modernism and art pedagogy. As a teacher of art, she insisted that her students learn from firsthand encounters with objects. She wrote, quote, "In order to secure a concentration of interest, weekly visits to the museums of art form a common meeting place for all. History and literature are intimately at home there, each correlated to the other in every fragment of pottery, every precious marble, every painted surface, every fabric that tells its tale of the past," end quote. In 1923, already in her 60s, Weir took a year's sabbatical from her job as the first director of the New York-based School of Design and Liberal Arts. She traveled to Fontainebleau, France, where she joined the first class at the École des Beaux-Arts. The Noon Hour and the other watercolors displayed here date from this mature period of Weir's career. An elegant dialogue between the modern and the classic, this work reflects four decades worth of practicing, teaching, studying, and most of all, looking at art.